Calling Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agriculture sector.
Trelawny farmers to receive additional assistance to transport sugarcane. Stay with us to find out more and later. Or Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Know someone here or in the diaspora who has made significant contributions to the social, economic, cultural, or political development of Jamaica? Nominate them for the Prime Minister's Jamaica 55 Commemorative Medal of Appreciation. Nomination forms available at jis.gov.jm or from the Protocol Department of the Office of the Prime Minister, OPM. Send completed forms to the Chancery of the Orders of the Societies of Honor, OPM, 1 Devon Road, Kingston, 10. Nominations close February 16.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Kasamuda says the government is aware of the challenges being faced by cane farmers since the shutdown of sugar production at the Clarkstown-based Long Pond factory in Trelawny a few years ago. As such, another $70 million has been allocated to assist farmers in Trelawny to transport sugarcane to the Appleton Estate in St. Elizabeth and the Worthy Park factory in St. Catherine.
I have been able to support you so far, and I could never turn my back on you at this stage when things are so difficult. And that is why I said to the permanent secretary, we cannot leave the farmers of Trelawny to suffer the consequences of not having the resources to transport the cane.
Mr. Samuda was speaking at the opening ceremony of the 63rd Hague Agricultural and Industrial Show in Trelawny recently. He says he remains highly optimistic that the sugarcane industry will continue to thrive in Trelawny despite the various challenges, noting that there are forthcoming developments that will give rise to an even greater demand for the produce. For instance, Everglades, the owners of Long Pond, continues to pursue its objective of trying to restructure the plant so that it can produce energy to supply the Jamaica Public Service JPS company. This will require increased cane production.
I have great hopes. I have expectations for the expansion of cane in Trelawny, not the contraction. And even if there is a shift in the kinds of crops from cane to other crops, the employment must be maintained and expanded upon. And I will do everything in my power to see to that.
Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Kasamuda. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. No wait till drum beat before you grind your axe. Translation: do not wait until the drum beats before you grind your axe. Do you know what this means? Find out when we return.
Imagine a Jamaica where every child has a family. A Jamaica where every child is inspired to dream, where they are loved, protected, and cared for. You can help make this dream a reality by fostering a child. For more information on how you can become a foster parent, call the Child Protection and Family Services Agency at 948-284-122 or apply at any of our locations islandwide. We dare you to inspire hope and foster a child.
If I could retire now, I'd have more time to set up my own business.
If I could retire now, I'll be able to join the rest of my family overseas.
If I could retire now, trust me, I'd spend the first week just sleeping.
Government employees 50 to 59 years old, the Special Early Retirement Program gives you the choice to retire early with added benefits. It's strictly voluntary. Speak with your HR department. Call 778-5581 or see the press for details. Deadline to apply is February 16. Apply today.
The meaning for today's Jamaican saying is, be prepared for all eventualities. Be sure to listen to Calling Farmers for more Jamaican sayings and proverbs. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.